All right, here's another episode from the Science Student O Bar Camp. I'm here with Marcel Ackermann. He was leading the session Incentives of Open Science or for Open Science. And maybe you can give a little bit of background. What are you doing here? Why are you here? Maybe first?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Marcel. I'm from the Schloss Dachstuhl, Leibniz Center for Informatics. And I'm working on a DBLP, an Open Bibliography Database in Computer Science. Our session essentially try to discuss the different incentives you can find in open science and maybe to give for doing open science to the researcher. This was our main point of the discussion.
And it's kind of a central topic, right? Because everybody needs incentives to
Very cross-cutting topic to the whole theme, yeah.
So what are the key points, if you can think about this, what maybe your personal takeaways from this session?
I'd say my personal takeaway wasn't so much that we were able to define incentives in a certain sense, but I guess there were two points that became pretty clear in the discussion, and that's that the first one is that there are a lot of self-evident values of open science that can be found in discussion, like the replication of experiments and also the open discourse that takes place after publishing something openly. This has been seen as a pretty self-evident way of improving science in general, and therefore there is an incentive in doing science in an open way. And I'd say another point of discussion that came up pretty directly in the beginning is, of course, the wrong incentives that are given from certain scientometrics measures like impact factors, like assessing a person's research value based on numbers, essentially. And this is something that there's a lot of distrust that has been built up in the past years that this might be not so good way to give incentives that maybe lead to wrong situations where you essentially no longer improve science as a general, but improve some metrics instead.
Yeah, indeed. So the metrics themselves are questionable, and we also had some intrinsic value. So as you said, it's good for science to be potential, and this is something nobody would have to discuss in a way, right? This is self-evident, and what is regarding basically how can we implement the other things? So the stuff that might be an important thing. Were there any solutions in this direction or any ideas in this direction? How to get from here to there, basically?
Yes, maybe it would be a little bit too much to ask if we present an ultimate solution to the problem. Mm-hmm. But I guess Felix, who was giving the incentive talk today, had a nice quote where he told us that we are the reward structure in a certain sense. I find it very very nice sentence. A very nice quote, but because this is through all this discussion that's taking place and through all the initiatives that are happening, there's a kind of a cultural change in science, and having promoting the open science in maybe in committees, in certain conferences, etc., whenever you are interacting with other people who are maybe not part of, let's say, the movement, put a little bit of pathos in there, then you're changing essentially the science landscape. And this is maybe some way out of there, is to make these evident, or for us at least, self-evident values of open science known to the community, and then one day they will prevail in a certain sense.
So great, great result, basically. So you can do the change, you just have to make it happen,
yeah,
right?
Kind of.
Okay, thank you, Marcel. Thanks for taking
you're
the
welcome.
Time and have fun.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.